Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it is that time. It's that setting. The music is playing. That means it's time to head over to the Radio Backyard Fence for a Tuesday, and therefore on this 15th of October, we will conduct yet another Toxic Talk Tuesday, a featured presentation from your friends at Chris Fabry Live. We conduct said conversation once a month, and today's is going to be practical, fun, seasonal, and informative. So strap in and get ready for my toxic life coach, none other than Andrea Fabry. We have some interesting feedback for her straight ahead, and we have a question. You know that thing that happens at the end of October every year, where kids dress up and go door to door? Have you ever heard of that? If you're new to the country, this might be new to you. Well, today we have some alternative of things that you can give as treats, not tricks, but treats to all the little ones hoping for processed sugar in its various forms. So how do you have a healthier fall celebration? How do you make this a healthy candy grab? And in fact, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to try to go the whole hour, because this is, if I say the word, it's that dreaded word that Christians never like to say, because it's the holiday on the calendar that we don't really like that much because of all the stuff that's glommed onto it, the history. As soon as I say that word, people will start calling here and telling us, giving us the history, and that's not where we're going to go today. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to try, I'm the host, your host, broadcast professional. I'm going to try not to say that H word. And I'm going to ask my guest, who is in the studio with me today, not to say that word. And I'm going to ask you as callers to this program, if you do get through the lengthy process it takes to get onto the, it's just, you know, like a vault you have to go through to get through, first of all, Gabby Turku, and then Nate McMillan. Naomi Syme is going to be with us today. Of course, of course. So you got to get through Naomi and then to Nate. And then Ryan McConaughey is pushing all the buttons. And Tricia McMillan is our coordinating producer. She has veto power from on high. So, I mean, you just have to get through the gauntlet. But if you get through there and you get on the air and you say something, you say the H word, you know, this holiday that happens at the end of October, this is what you are going to hear. Are you ready for right there. If you say the word, then that will sound. And we're going to count how many times we say that word. Hopefully you won't hear that again the rest of the program. All right, I've given you the lineup: Ryan, Nate, Naomi, and Tricia. And I've told you that we have a Toxic Talk Tuesday. Now, here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Andrea Fabry, founder of Moms Aware, an organization dedicated to raising awareness about health and our environment. Andrea Fabry, welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here a few weeks before holiday.
Toxic Talk
I'm
Tuesday.
On board. I will not. That doorbell sound will not be ringing with me here.
Okay. All right. And you know why we're doing there. It's not that we don't want to talk about the spiritual implications. It's just not on this
it's
hour.
It's not on this. It's not. Yeah. Not anything about that.
So what are we going to talk about then in this next hour?
I think every mom looks upon this time, especially the way it's become, even in schools and classrooms, and
yes,
is just the amount of sugar. And we are coming upon 3 months of just sugar.
Oh,
and the first holiday is this one. And I'm here to say I think there's a lot of hope for getting through these holidays in a healthier form, healthier in the healthier.
So really, we're not even talking about the H holiday. We're talking about all this months.
We could. The article that we'll be referring to, actually, we can't say the name of the article because
you're gonna have to go change.
It's alliteration, and it starts with healthier. And so we won't be saying the name of the article, but it is very focused on how about trick or treating? Okay, is that?
It's all right.
Okay. No buzzers.
Hey, I got your website to come up here, by the way.
Oh, good. Yeah. So we're a little focused on this upcoming holiday, but we can translate this all the way through, because I don't think we need to fear the holidays in terms of our health. And honestly, it is very hard. It's everywhere. Let's face it. It is.
Yes, it is. All right. There's a lovely picture that you have here on this website as well. If you go to chrisfabrylive.org, I forgot to give you that. ChrisFabryLive.org. she actually uses a little... you used something that I bought at the store for you. You sent me out.
I said, would you get me some fun... Oops. some fun fall fabric. That's what
Very
I said.
Good.
I'm sure I didn't really say
yes.
that, but now I really like that alliteration. So I said, could you get me something fun knowing that I was going to take a picture for this program and this article in my light box? So this is what another thing I really like
you
about
have a
this
light
photo.
Box?
Yes. And I filled this basket with the fabric that Chris chose with some help. Right, with some of the kids.
My son, actually, because she said, my toxic life coach said, get something with pumpkins on it, but that doesn't look scary. And these look, there's just a ton of them on there, and they all look kind of goofy.
Not scary.
They're not scary. Yeah. They're just like carved pumpkins.
So I bought what we're going to hand out this Halloween. Oh, no!
Play it.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Pride
there's
goes
one.
Before every fall. Okay, well, what we're going to try this season to hand out, because in the past years, I was focused on my family and how we're going to stop eating so much candy.
Mm-hmm.
And we had young kids at the time we made this decision. We'll get into that. And it's just our story. It's not everyone's story. But I just handed out candy because I couldn't worry about it. This year, I thought, I can worry about that. I really do want to see what we could hand out that I don't kind of cringe.
Yes.
When I'm handing that out. So that's what this article particularly is about. And we'll give some of the things that I, you know, researched and priced
yes.
so that it would be affordable, because that's the other thing is I don't want to spend a fortune on this. And what's the
exactly.
cheapest thing?
Right. Like, well, and then we get, you'll give us some pointers here. Now, again, for those of you who are saying, yeah, but you need to give out tracts or New Testaments or that. That's not what the direction that we're going here today. And if you
Correct.
We'll have that other conversation. I'm sure you're going to hear that between now and the end of the month.
Nice.
But first, First, I wanted to read you a response, and I feel so really good about this. This is from Michelle.
A response to
you. You'll see what
oh,
I mean.
Me.
But what I did was I clipped this and I put it at the top of my document here, and I shrunk it to like 1 point type, so I'd never see what it is. And today I realized, oh, that's right. I was going to bring it up. Toxic talk response.
I didn't
Chris.
Follow that at all.
Well, I just
Not
shrunk it way down.
So that
type.
You couldn't read it?
So I can't read it, okay. except for just the headline. It says toxic
so
talk response.
So that it's a reminder.
Yes.
Oh, got
and
it.
I'm bringing it up here
Brilliant.
From Michelle.
Okay, Michelle.
I'm sort of an old friend. I listen to you whenever I can each day, she says. I enjoyed the last Toxic Tuesday with your wife, Andrea. The information was so helpful, and I wanted to suggest limes and lemons to use for cleaning your greasy dishes and pots, counters, floors, and more. After I use limes or lemons, instead of throwing them away, I use them for cleaning all of the above. It works great. For instance, for pots, I don't have to use as much dishwashing liquid or even have to put it in the dishwasher for that matter.
It's a scrubber. It's a natural scrubber, it sounds like, for her.
She says, I use another cleanser, you know, the kind of an abrasive cleanser, along with the lime and the lemon sometimes. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing that info. I've just purchased a large gallon size of white vinegar. Which
That's
is
exciting. The last program was 5 natural, cheap, accessible products. That'll change your life.
And this is something, you know, if maybe you could get to hand out to the kids, like, you know, an ounce size of white vinegar.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
Every kid Good is going to want to come to this house. Thanks for sharing that. She said, I now put way less dishwashing soap in the dishwasher. It works great. I can't believe it. I'll save money. And then she says some really nice things about the program and the tone of it. And she says, laughter is wonderful. And you guys are down to earth in the way that you interact and talk with the audience. Oh, I thought
that's very nice. Thank
very,
you, Michelle. Very,
very
encouraging.
Kind of her to say. And so I want to start with that positive thing. And so we've only had one infraction in this segment.
Right. And I'm not promising anymore that
so
I won't.
When we come back, here's what we'll do.
Infract.
First of all, I want to hear about your astronomy class. You're teaching an is it?
Yes. Yes, I am. Okay. I'm ready.
For
I can teach that.
That.
Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about that.
But I also want to hear about your children, because I know some of them.
At least a couple.
And where this springs from, because a lot of people say, hey, come on, give them an Almond Joy and give them a Snickers bar, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't answer it right now. I know you're...
This is a kind of a promo.
Okay, all right.
I asked two of our children, to write about their last trick-or-treat experience and what they felt about it.
And that was how long ago?
Last week.
No, I mean...
Oh, 5 years ago. 5 years ago.
They're getting in practice, huh?
Last week.
Getting the pillowcase out.
We took out all the candy last week.
All right, we need to take a break. And then we're going to have more fun today on a Toxic Talk Tuesday.
Join the conversation. Call Chris Fabry live now at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675.
Sometimes with all the things going on, you just have to laugh. And today I think we're probably going to do that. Toxic Talk Tuesday, Andrea Kessel Fabry is joining us at the big microphone in the big studio. And so two questions, and then we'll get, well, actually three, and then we'll get to our topic today. One is the astronomy class, and you're teaching this to your homeschool family, some of the children I know.
Family, of three.
And you're going through...
Class of three. Well, it's actually geography, and I thought it would be geography, but we're starting with the layers of the atmosphere and what the root of atmos means.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Of course,
vapor, sphere, of course. Ball, and then the layers. So we've been going through the stratosphere, troposphere, mesosphere, exosphere.
And the ionosphere is in there, too.
The ionosphere is in the thermosphere. So I am learning as much, and so Chris is usually kind of passing through listening to our class.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's been our latest topic.
Taking notes. Now, you mentioned a light box, too, and a lot of people will say, what in the world?
When you're doing photography, particularly for internet use, if you can filter out everything behind it and just have the object, it makes it really stand out.
Yeah.
And so a light box just gives you a whole white background. It also comes with red or navy blue. I tend to use the white.
And your dog has been in there.
And then we found Tebow in the light box as I was taking whatever, I think the tray out, the basket, and then I come in and there's, he likes it.
I think he likes the smell of the box. So there was
what else?
And the other question was the reason why you got into this in the first place, you know, because most people who are listening to us don't have a problem with
their children and candy. I know.
Or sweets at Thanksgiving or Christmas time. I mean,
my mom made
chocolate covered peanut balls that we could die for. I mean, almost did. And
well, that would be the aflatoxins in the peanut. But that's
no. It was my brother's edging me out of the way. but you had to go this way.
I tried to go on a health kick once, probably 5 to 10 years before that. Remember, we've been parents for 28 years now. So I've been at trick-or-treating for a very long time. And
you've been a mom for 28 years?
Well, yes, and you've been a dad for that long, too.
Wow.
And so I basically tried the health thing, and it did not work. And I let it go, and I'm so glad I did. Because, you know, I was just acting out of fear. I really didn't know why we wanted to eat healthier. It was just kind of panic mode, and they didn't like mom. I was mean. I was compulsive. And that was the end of that. And then we went back to...
Just regular eating.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can remember the little bears that
I tried
you gave to them.
Healthy bears. I spent a lot of money trying to be healthier. I didn't know anything about making anything from scratch. All I did was, you know, move to more expensive is what it felt like at the time.
Yeah.
And as I look back, it was a good effort. And I was on a good path. I really do think that. It's just that I felt like I couldn't fight it. We had kids in their early teens, and they were resenting me. It just didn't work. Well, fast forward probably 8 years from that kick to a medical emergency in our house with so many severely ill children. Now, at that point, I still wasn't connecting up that sugar might be adding to our problem. We were living in a toxic home, unbeknownst to us, and we had autoimmune disease, seizures, inability to walk. You know, we just had extreme situations. Now, one of my sons, the one with the high amount of vertigo that happened after a mold remediation that we didn't connect up, is that we went trick-or-treating as normal, and the day after, he got so sick. That was November 1st, 2007.
And he was he 13?
He was 11 at that time.
11. Okay, mm-hmm. And I remember the night that because this was the first time that he had gone with a friend and his dad, and they just went everywhere.
Everywhere. He must have.
he had the pillowcase. Yeah. He literally had the pillowcase.
Yeah. And so the next day I had to go to the ER, but I didn't connect up. And it took me many years before I realized, no wonder. That made things much worse. Well, the next year was 2008, and October, we moved out of that house and left everything behind. We moved into a rental townhome with very little, and I wasn't about to take fun away from my kids at that point. I wasn't ready to do anything drastic. So they went trick-or-treating. I have a photo of Colin spelling out his name with the billions of pieces of candy that he had, and they went through it, and I tried to be very two pieces a day. And honestly, with healthy kids, if you can monitor it, and there's a lot to say about that, or going to a church event, letting them dress up and coming away with some candy. I'm not sure that inherently that's something we have to avoid. For us, the day after that, November 1st, a year later, I could see it. Oh, okay. That is not what my children need. We have to do something pretty radical here. And that's what we did. It took a full year and a half to fully phase out of that kind of lifestyle. I did replace some sweets with organic sweets and that kind of thing and try and have more fruit and so forth. And then we went on this very radical diet. But that's the history behind asking my kids, because our two youngest at the time were 7 and 8. The prime. They were in the prime of their life with,
it's like taking
candy
away.
Oh, it felt
so much fun,
Yeah. And so that was their last trick or treat experience, was 5 years ago at the age of 7 and 8.
And so now you have their
essays.
Well,
I just asked, and this will show the difference between the two of them. Brandon is now 12. So I asked him, I said, don't spend any more than 15 minutes on this. I just want to know how you feel about not trick-or-treating anymore, and don't hold back. I don't care if you're mad at me. I just want to know how you feel. I can't say I really miss the candy, because I don't. I appreciate, I don't want to get buzzed here.
Okay, the H word.
Trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I appreciate trick-or-treating because I get something on, well, okay. I can't say I really miss the candy because I don't. I appreciate the holiday because I get something on that day anyway, so it's all the same to me.
Okay.
So here's what we did. You know what? If we're not going to do this, let's treat you to a movie, or let's take you out and let you pick out a movie. We did something fun in place of it. The first trick-or-treat out, we went to a Newsboys concert. How cool was that?
Yeah.
So nobody thought about it. So that's what he said. I get something anyway, so it's all the same to me. I do miss the feeling of what I want to be. But then I think about how I only wear it once a year and how much of a waste of time it is.
I think that's coming from somebody
like
else.
That's his.
When he dresses up is what he's talking about. Okay, so what did your other son say?
The other one said, and now, 5 years later, about to celebrate our sixth non-candy holiday, I don't even miss it. When I do, I think of how bad and sick I felt afterwards. Now, this is interesting. Colin has type 1 diabetes, so he did not respond well to candy. When I do, I think of how bad and sick I felt afterwards, and then the rest is easy. And yet, some may ask, how did you let go of something like that? The answer is easy, because I needed to. Humans, this gets philosophical. I hope you're ready for this.
Humans. Okay.
Humans, if you think about it, always have to let go of things that no other humans thought possible. And I can see in a child's mind, actually for adults, it's the same way. It's impossible. It is in the most desperate situations, the most dire circumstances, that we humans see most clearly. We see the things we must keep and the things we must get rid of. In our case, we had to get rid of the sweet, delicious, gut-killing, sugary, but still incredibly good candies.
Okay, that's coming from you. That's not coming from you.
I'll
me.
Admit that. Yes.
The gut-killing thing.
Waste of time, gut-killing from me. I totally agree.
Because I'm the financial and you're the gut. Okay.
So in conclusion, though October 31st, 2008 was our last trick-or-treat, it was not our last holiday. Now I look forward to being able to spend $15 at a store to purchase a movie and one other thing. And now I prefer this holiday over our holiday back then. Back when we were nearly dead and what we were eating was killing us. Now we are nothing but nurtured and cared for by our... I promise you, I did not imp.
No.
Did not coach. Now we are nothing but nurtured and cared for by our healthy living, healthy eating lifestyle.
That sounds like a child who has been totally brainwashed, my friend.
Well, you know, it is true, though, when we took sugar out of the diet for our son with type 1, it was the best. This can make me cry because managing type 1 in a child is not easy. Mm-mm. And let alone to take out what you feel like is the one thing that is just, you know, it's its own journey. Autoimmune illness in a child is not easy. And I did a lot of explaining about the gut and about insulin and about how sugar operates in the body before we made the decision to say, you know what, we're doing this to try. We're going to try and see how you feel. And I can't remember where I was going with that because I got so choked up. It's not easy, but I cannot tell you the difference in how much better he has felt. Yeah. And you've seen that. You know that.
Well, there is this correlation between the intake of, you know, the processed sugar and mental processes and behavior and emotionally and all of this stuff fits together.
Well, that was the other thing I didn't see. We had a child with extreme hyper ADHD. We never went for a diagnosis, but I assure you that's what I did not see the effect of sugar. It took me a long time to connect that up until we took it out and then we had a little and it was stark at that point. Yeah. Sometimes we just have it all the time and we really can't see that it is affecting. So I've seen that firsthand and certainly physically there's a lot of evidence to show that that's sugar does affect the brain in that way.
Okay, so you're coming from a standpoint of hypervigilance again. And let me finish this.
Sorry.
Yeah. With the chemical sensitivity and the things that we've talked about, the chemicals and the pesticides and other things, we are heightened because of what we've been exposed to. And so with the eating then, it again has been hyper heightened for us as compared with the general population.
Right.
So you are not here to say everybody's got to do this.
But no.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
This is actually how we argue. Mostly says, could you just please let me finish? Okay.
At the end here is, you're not telling everybody that they got to hand out pencils at the front door if they choose to hand out something other than a tract or a New Testament. You're not telling everybody they have to do that. But if they have a reticence to hand out a lot of the sugary stuff and they just, I don't want to give this to all the kids in the neighborhood, then this is the alternative.
Right. And there are good, better, best. There are actually better candies than some. And so that's also in the article is a link to a couple of better alternatives. They may be more expensive. Maybe not. I can't recall. One of them may not be. But, you know, just something where you feel
good about
it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's see what Vanessa would say. Then we're going to get to the list that you've come up with. Vanessa is in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I want to go to Vanessa's place on the night when everybody dresses up.
Hey, Vanessa.
How are you?
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call. Thanks for your show. It's really inspiring to help, you know, live more healthy. And
thank you.
I had an idea along the line of the H celebration there.
Nice.
Good for you.
Very good.
She's playing the home game. All right. Well, what would you give?
What I have noticed with my husband and I, we have been trying to do the concession stand and head up the concessions with our band here at the high school in North Georgia. A popular item is the whole pickles. If you could buy a jar, those great big pickles, and you can get several in a jar and refrigerate them and just put them in those little individual bags.
Bags, yeah. That's plastic, but that's okay.
I knew you'd find a
problem. I'm just kidding. Vanessa, I just want to know, who is this popular, who are your customers that love the pickles? I mean, are these kids?
Oh, the kids, yes. The kids will ask for these, and we run out right after halftime every game.
We
bought three jars the last
I think it's
game.
Great. No,
yeah,
I think
guess you
that's...
could trade salt for sugar, you know.
Oh,
yeah, because there is a lot of sodium in the pickles, right?
You don't make your own. You don't ferment your own.
Oh no, this is for the ball game.
Yeah,
jar. Yeah.
See, I wanted to put some food ideas on there, but I was afraid legally we're not supposed to.
That's the other thing. Yeah, and I would
even
say
an apple would be nice, but I didn't think we were supposed to.
You're
do
not
that.
Supposed. It's supposed to be wrapped already. So, you know,
but I like the idea a lot.
I do, too. And they do different things with pickles now. They'll dip them in something or fry a pickle and that. But what Vanessa's talking about is a real pickle. And I would say, you know, just you don't even have to put it in a plastic. Just drop it in the bag
and let them forage through.
Can you imagine dumping it out in the, you know, at night?
Oops, there's the
and
pickle
juice.
How about roasted chili peppers? That would be funny. They're so hot.
Oh, not funny at all. No, no, no. All right, that's Andrea. I'm Chris. We're on Toxic Talk Tuesday. You're going to hear this top 10 list coming straight ahead and more of your calls. It's a Toxic Talk Tuesday today on Chris Fabry Live. My toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry, is joining us in the studio, which she does here about once a month, and we talk about all different areas, different aspects of the house. We thought we'd tackle this one thing that comes up every year that Christians don't like, and that is the holiday that starts with an H, and where kids go around and they get candy. And is there any alternative to that? And I'm not saying going to a church and having the party and that, which is wonderful, you know, or having a pumpkin festival, wonderful thing to do. But what do you do with those kids in your neighborhood that come to your door when you're there?
Or a classroom. I'm imagining a room mom saying, I just don't know if they need more candy. Could we give something else out that would be fun in our classroom? So that's kind of the thinking.
Okay, so give me some of your alternatives.
Well, stickers are very affordable and kids love them. They do. They'll pick them. And again, what I'm envisioning is exactly what I photographed, is a basket with a lovely fabric that your husband chooses as a background. And you just put an array of things out and let them choose. And you have to have a flashlight because it's dark and they can't look. But here's the first thing. Kids love to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's fun. Then I say one of the things is stickers, because they really are affordable and you can put them out in the basket, and kids, when they see there's no candy there, they might pick it and they'll have fun. Again, this isn't slam the door, I can't believe you're here. You know, this is welcome and here, have fun. Now, some of these are choking hazards, so you'd have to be careful with parents and you'd want them to be involved. So
yes,
there's no one size fits all here. But another one are those glow sticks, and those are very affordable. And you just snap them and then they glow in the dark. Well, that's perfect, and they're affordable. Again, and I think in a classroom setting, kids would love to go home with those. And again, you have to spend a little bit more, but not a whole lot, depending on how many trick-or-treaters or how many in your class. But if you're in a classroom and you're buying for 30 students, I would think the moms would be willing to chip in a little bit more to get something away from candy. This is the direction we're going. There are school districts who no longer do food fundraisers. They only do dance-a-thons or jog-a-thons. So it's coming where we are realizing that what we want to give our kids is not necessarily processed sugar. Another one would be action figures. Again, choking hazard, but they're very cheap. And my boys, they were my test case, 12 and 13. I showed them the basket. They went right for the glow sticks.
Really? For glow sticks?
They begged for one ahead of time.
Are you giving out the Andrea Fabry bobblehead this year?
I haven't seen that. No.
It's lovely. Okay.
Action figures. Little paint, again, if you buy in bulk and you decide to go this direction, it could be a little art theme to it. I'm just throwing ideas. You may go, oh, I'm not going to go get that. But these are just out of the box, so to speak, ideas. Now, I know this is not going to go over well, but kids do enjoy this, and that is temporary tattoos. They now have little boxes that actually look like candy, so you want to. It says on there, tattoos. But little kids, they love to put something on their skin and see something. I know that's not popular with everybody, and that's fine. You have to be excited about when they come to the door and what you want to give out. A little pencil and pen set. It's amazing how affordable these things are.
Because so, you have the prices here, too. If you go to chrisfabrylive.org and click on the link underneath Andrea's picture, you'll not see the bobblehead doll, but you will see something like an eye mask. This is just like a little...
A little mask. Those are 50 cents and might look nice for some child to choose. The idea is we're associating childhood fun and sugar, when the truth is kids are just, they just have fun. They're so simple to please, really. Yeah.
And you know what? Part of the whole trick-or-treat thing is not just the candy. It's usually, at least with our kids, they love to be with me. They love to go around to the neighborhood where they knew the people. And then, you know, they would go outside of that as well. But just the to see someone and to make a connection with someone. And yeah, the candy is there too, absolutely. But there's that aspect.
Absolutely. And if you still want to do that with your kids, because I agree, I think there's so much merit in that time, quality of time, the fun and the excitement. I know one mom, she had the kids give their candy at the end of the night. They went to bed and then the, the fall fairy. The fall fairy came and replaced it with a present. So the candy was gone. Now, if mom and dad have the strength to toss it, again, that's some people aren't comfortable with tossing anything. I am. You know, I'm glad if that's not. But if you're not, that's fine. But that's just one option. Then the children have the fun of going and they're not feeling so bad. You know, oh, no, look what I'm getting. But they get to come home, put it, and the next day it's...
Could be a small business opportunity for that child, too. You know, you go get the candy, and then you can resell
it
the next
day.
Along with a pickle. Okay, Rebecca is on the line from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Rebecca. Join the conversation.
Hello. I have had difficulty with all the sugar that comes into our house. And I'm raising two families. I had one family... And then now we're grandparenting as guardians. And one thing that I did was one of the drugstores had this wonderful sale on brightly colored toothbrushes.
Ooh.
And so one Halloween, I gave out toothbrushes.
Did you hear you just got the doorbell ringing?
Yeah. It's subtle. It's subtle. Let's just let her keep going.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay, the brightly colored.
Well, they really, most of the kids really enjoyed getting them. My teenagers were so terribly humiliated that I would do such a thing that they kind of steered their friends away from our door. But I thought it was a really good idea, and it seemed to be well accepted. And it does remind kids that they should be taking care of their teeth.
So Yeah, I agree. I like the fun aspect. Again, once all the candy's sorted through and a week goes by, they would actually be excited to have a fun-colored toothbrush. So I say now that I'm thinking about the choice idea, it would be fun to put a fun one in amongst the other things and let someone choose.
Well, if it's up to, you know, if it is choice, then just let them decide.
Yeah.
Great idea, Rebecca. Thank you. Rayanne has a similar idea. She's in Florida, in Palm Beach, South Florida. Hey, Rayanne, go right ahead.
Hi. I used to work in a daycare, and we did the toothbrush thing. We'd go around to dentist offices and collect toothbrushes, but we also did Mandarin orange cups, and we'd draw little faces on the Mandarin orange cups. Or we did little bottles of water with little drink mixes attached to them, and we'd call them, you know, potions or something, but that was a secular school.
Oh, yeah, I love that. The Mandarin orange, because it's sealed. So there you go, that sealed food. And then you draw with marker on it. Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, my kids, for Pop, this is another aspect. If your kids aren't having sugary treats and the punch comes out in the classroom, my kids love something called Stevia Pop. And we buy mineral water and some liquid stevia. And they just love it. So whenever there was a classroom party and we would take in the Stevia Pop, again, it's giving kids something to look forward to rather than be sure you don't have that and be sure you don't have that and be sure you don't have that. That, to me, was the key to transitioning slowly.
Yes. All right. 877-548-3675 is our number. More of these alternatives. If you'd like to see this online, you can go to chrisfabrylive.org and you can click through to what Andrea has put together. And these are 10 suggestions, 10 alternatives.
For a healthier holiday. Fall holiday.
Fall holiday. All right, good deal. Can we take Bethany's call in Washington?
Hi, Bethany.
Let's see what she has to say.
Hi.
Hey, Bethany.
This is something I've been thinking about a lot lately, and when I came across an idea in a magazine that I was hoping to do for my daughter's classroom for their Halloween party, which was to take dried fruit and decorate it so it would look like little bugs. So it was like little dried apricots, and you stick sunflower seeds on the side to make them look like legs. And then like dried dates and put banana chips on the back to make those look like wings, and little white chocolate chips, a tiny bit of candy, but for eyes. So kind of a creepy crawly sort of thing, but all fruits and nuts.
Great.
And that kind of
absolutely.
Thing.
Of course, now we have the nut allergy problem, but the seeds is generally tolerated. So,
I'm not going to be able to do it because my daughter has a little boy who is allergic to nuts in her class, and all the sunflower seeds I can find, there's a cross-contamination issue. So I thought they were
right.
So cute, though, as a fun, healthier option. And then for Halloween, for trick-or-treaters at the... Sorry, for trick-or-treaters at the door, the local people who sell honey here at the farmer's market sell honey sticks, and they're little tubes just filled with honey. And so it's still very sugary and sweet, but a little bit more natural.
A little better.
And so I have thought of giving those out. And then I also just saw from What's in the Bible with Buck Denver that they've put out a little kit where you can download a sheet that you can print onto like address labels, and it has a link to a clip from one of their videos, one of the Buck Denver videos that gives the gospel. So kind of a fun thing to attach to whatever you are handing out.
That's Phil Vischer's. Isn't that Phil Vischer's from VeggieTales? Yeah, Buck Denver. Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, there's so many really creative things that you can do that are fun that get kids participating.
We just made something from dates and cacao powder, and we can talk about what raw cacao powder is and what chocolate, and that's so interesting about the plants. And we could go on. I believe we only have one more segment.
Yeah, but we've got someone who's going to talk about fruit leather. That's coming straight ahead
here. Okay, so do I have time to say what we made?
No,
okay.
Not yet.
Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Call Chris Fabry live now at 877-LIVE-675. That's 877-548-3675.
Boy, the time just flies when you're having a good conversation with somebody who knows what they're talking about. Toxins, Toxic Talk Tuesday with Andrea Fabry today. And we're talking about alternatives to the sugary sweets during the holidays. Now, we've talked about the holiday at the end of October, but this transcends that. This goes, you go into Thanksgiving with this.
I don't have this recipe up yet. Well, it's somewhere on my blog. Actually, you could look up cacao almond balls, but... no need to do this. This is just an idea. I put some dried dates, some cacao powder, and some crushed almonds in a mixture, and they're delicious. And what I learned is you can make all sorts of fun treats with that mixture. So it's going back to our caller who had the dried fruit and the fun. Again, kids just love fun. It doesn't matter. Now, we made little white ghosts with cacao nibs as their eyes.
You can't say ghosts either.
Chris, I asked him what he thought it was. He thought it was a bird. So we didn't do too well. And then the other one was a bat shaped with
like
this mixture.
Like a Batman bat. Yeah.
Right. Somebody thought that was an alligator. So I haven't... And actually, when I put the photo on Facebook, I said, what does this look like? And she said, an alligator. And I could see that.
Yeah.
But the point is, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Point?
The point is, it's just fun. It's just fun to take some of these real foods and create your own treats. That's all. Then those you can't hand out.
Then at Christmas time, I know that you've worked with the gingerbread houses. We used to eat those. And now we just make them. And
we've used flax crackers. And it was all vegetables. So the challenge was to make. I had pictures, and it was pretty amazing. And we had 18-year-olds helping. Yes. So they got into it. If it's presented in a way that's a challenge, and we had a winning team. Yeah. I don't remember. Oh, I think it was, we had a prize.
And then you get a gift card of some sort. Okay. All right. Betty is in Washington State. Hi, Betty. You're right ahead.
Hi. I wasn't planning on getting on the radio.
Here you are.
I know I am. Anyhow, there's one thing that I love to pass up is just the fruit leather that's 100% fruit.
Well, you're very generous.
And they come in all different flavors.
They do.
Well, they're not real expensive. You buy them in big packages. You know, I mean, you were talking about 50 cents a thing. These don't cost 50 cents a thing. And another thing that has not had any sugar in is like these packages. There's like 54 in a box of like Doritos and all those kind of things. There's no sugar in them, a little bit of oil. But today I wanted to say, though, you mentioned something about those almond things. You got to be careful with nuts.
Yes. Exactly. Now, I have to say, I have a daughter with, this is just FYI as a side note, is allergic to nuts highly. And if we soak and sprout the almonds, because almonds are technically a fruit, I'm not suggesting you do this in a classroom, though. This is just a little tidbit of information we discovered on an accident because everyone else in the family can tolerate nuts, but she can't. And I said, if you're up for it, just try this, and she does fine with them when they're soaked and sprouted because it is technically a fruit. But I wouldn't ever make that for a classroom setting for kids.
Exactly. Because there have been these extreme reactions.
You don't know what other children
and
do.
It used to be that, people would say, I'm going to have my peanuts. I don't care. Well, just the odor of peanuts, in proximity, that some people can't handle it. So you're right. You're absolutely right. Glad you called, Betty. Thanks for the fruit leather. It's a great idea, too. Let's go to Sarah, who's in Milwaukee, I believe. Hi, Sarah. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was just going to let you know that there's a lot of dentists out there nowadays who will do candy buybacks. So especially for those parents you were mentioning who, maybe they take it away or they don't want their kids to have it, but they have a hard time throwing it away. A lot of dentists in our area will actually let the kids come in and weigh the candy and then give them $1 a pound or whatever. And then they have fun things like stickers and pencils, and they'll have the police there and, a fun night out after the fact.
So that's great.
Something to do with the candy that turns it into something else, and then, they're getting it out of the house, but still feeling like they're getting something and like they've got to participate.
Yes. Well, that's worth checking in any community then. Thanks.
Yeah.
Sure.
I wonder what they do with all of that candy, though, when the dentists get it. Would they, incinerate
Again,
it?
Again, not everyone has. And last year they were feeding candy to cows. Remember that? Because of the drought and lack of corn.
There were a bunch of happy cows
there
last
were.
Year. Are they
I don't know how it's going this year, but they,
Well, we've had the death of the cattle up in the Northwest that is just, that freak storm that came through. Kathy's in Zeeland, Michigan. Hi, Kathy. Go right ahead.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Well,
you. Last year in our neighborhood, I did something a little different. I put up a table in front of my garage, and I had a big thing of hot chocolate, and then I also had Bibles and Jesus DVDs and Gospels of John, and I tell you, it was the most amazing trick-or-treat time I've ever had. And
really?
I really think Christians should take back this holiday. I mean, what other holiday do you have your whole neighborhood come into your door? And I think we should be out there. We should be welcoming people. Word got out and people came. We had lines of people coming for hot chocolate, and then we got to talk to all the parents and hand out these DVDs and Bibles. And this year we're going to do, my husband wrote up some devotionals, and we're going to do that they can have with their children. And I just think, I remember taking my kid out when he was little, and we went up to one door, and they stuck their head out, and they said, "We don't do this holiday because we're Christians." And I was like, oh my goodness, that's quite a testimony in a community when non-Christians don't see this as the big deal we do. And I think we need to put out a testimony of love. And, I just felt
I appreciate it. I can picture it in your front. I can just picture it. That's such a great, site.
It was fantastic, and I can't wait for it again this year. We're thinking this year we might move it to a neighborhood where there's a lot of refugee families and do the same thing.
Okay.
Really exciting.
Good thinking, Kathy. I'm glad you obviously you got your thinking cap on, and we've had different people write things, the creative things, like here's one, I think, I read and give out a pumpkin poem around October, and then I also include, like, on the poem, I put a little piece of candy or whatever it is, so you could do something as an alternative to that, you know, a pencil or a bead necklace. We haven't talked about that. And then Jean called and said, my mother gave out rolls of pennies in a small town, just a real small town, 50 cents in a roll.
Kids would
loved
love
it.
That.
It's like, wow, we got actual
that's
money.
That's a great one.
And it weighs a lot, too. So this conversation was more about the alternative to the sugar than it was the alternative to the holiday.
Correct.
And our callers and you, Andrea, have done very well.
Thank you. Infraction. Some of our callers had two infractions, but I'm not counting.
We're not going to hold that against them. But I think what Kathy is saying is absolutely right. Think about those who are in your neighborhood that you're meeting maybe for the first time, you know, and being kind to a child who comes to your door of theirs.
Well, I have to say, with our basket ready, I'm excited for it, you know, as opposed to, oh, no. And so, and she's, listen to how excited she is. Yeah. And so embracing our opportunities as opposed to shying away is just a different way of thinking.
Andrea, it's always a pleasure with you.
Flew by, always.
I always look forward to this this time of the month because I get to see you, you know, and usually we spend
ships
like
crossing.
30 days away. You come back and visit us again next month. We'll be getting closer to Thanksgiving.
I know. Oh, I have a couple great. I have to run it by the committee, my topic ideas, but I'm very excited.
I am too, as you can well tell. Chris Fabry Live's production of Moody Radio in Chicago. If you go online, you can find this list linked right under Andrea's information. Go to chrisfabrylive.org. The program's production of Moody Radio in Chicago. Thanks for listening.